Good evening. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. I'm the regular producer and host of The Meeting of the Inner Circle, and I'm always so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to the airwaves. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And we are in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. And the need is for us to realize that there is absolute order throughout all of existence itself. And our greatest leverage, our greatest wealth, our greatest health, our greatest prosperity, our greatest everything comes with our commitment to be great. Our commitment to acknowledge the divinity of our own being, the divinity of all being, and to be in a place and space where we are all right with being right. Consciously caring to exalt a full effort, a full life's urge, understanding that all intelligences of existence are intelligent enough to love their lives, to try to protect their lives, do nothing to undermine themselves, know their food, excrete their waste, know their kind, perpetuate themselves, and have a way to respond correctly when they think that their lives are being threatened. And because our lives hang in the balance as a global humanity and humankind, it matters that we are having an understanding as to what is required in order for us to circumvent some of the devastation that is coming as a result of there being so many devastated beings who are projecting, oozing devastation, creating and attracting to them violation as a result of the violation that's charged upon their blood, the violation that is singing out, ringing out from their own body temples. And to realize that there is absolute law that governs life, there is justice. And the justice has nothing to do with the court system as we know it. The justice is by virtue of the order of existence, in that we all get what we apply ourselves to. We get what we've earned, we get what we deserve. And we are having to take responsibility for what we're creating. And to know that it's quite all right to recreate when we're not pleased with what is showing up, with what we're seeing. The issue is realizing how we're coming into these things, and these things are coming into us because of the way that we are choosing, reacting, responding, spending, investing, paying attention or not. And so I am the voice on behalf of our liberation, our resurrection. I am always speaking to these issues because it matters that those of us who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and those of us who are wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, care to do that, to honor the lineages that we represent by applying ourselves to enhancing, cultivating, resubstantiating the greatness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. Every nation and race and hue of people acknowledges this thing that they refer to as God. The issue for us is coming to a point and place where we'll take responsibility for consecrating these bodies as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, knowing that we are on a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship moving through that space that is cosmic. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And all of existence is in sacred space because we dwell in reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And with each and every breath, we give credence to it because it beats our hearts and it is that which breathes us. But it's very difficult for us to feel genuinely divine when there's violation charged upon our blood, as a result of the inebriants and the intoxicants, as a result of our having been fed all manners of things that defile the blood, that are not oxygenating, they are not hydrating, they are not mineralizing, alkalizing, they're creating a lot of acidity and preventing for full elimination, because the body is so intelligent that it is always trying to protect itself, to cleanse itself, to promote optimum cellular functioning. So wisdom would have us come to a place and space in our day-to-day reality that we are supporting it in supporting us. We live in our bodies, and our bodies are more specially designed and perfect than anything that man can create. And it just is in our best interest to really appreciate, love, and appreciate the gift that we each are, because we are the gift of God, the gift from God. And the issue is, do we care to really cultivate and develop ourselves so that everywhere that we show up, we are blessing, adding unto, facilitating the greater good, uplifting, enriching, enhancing, shining, radiating like the sun, warming everything, providing nourishment and that which cultivates life. And so to understand how to have leverage in a system of oppression, facilitated by a death culture where you've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to believe in dying, to work consistently daily towards it, and then yet not prepare for it, not have an understanding and an understanding as to what it actually is, and to know that in this life, there could be trials and tribulations and great victories and triumphs. But we can really be so well acclimated and attuned and harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, where we are consistently and continuously experiencing the incredible lightness of being, that we don't have to be oppressed and suppressed and stressed and dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation and the valley of the shadow of death, but dwelling in the reality of the absolute reality, which is eternity, and to know that it is the actuality, the factuality, and our bodies are designed for cellular regeneration consistently over time, provided that we are oxygenating, breathing, everybody breathes, we are breatharian first. And to breathe fully and dearly and deeply, reverently and respectfully, understanding that there is more in the air than we think that is there, but we are taking in of the very life force and presence of that which animates us. And to be in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to be immersed in it, and then not have an idea to regard, give it regard and respect. And to prefer to follow those who are out of alignment with it, out of attunement with it, but you love them more than you love that which beats your heart and breathes you. The alcohol, the tobacco, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all of the starchy bread type things that create so much mucus and hold those chemicals into our tissues so that we are experiencing this phenomenon of obesity and diabetes and all manners of sickness, illness, and disease because we are not paying attention to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. We are co-conspirating and complicit and complacent with our own cellular oppression. And for our purposes, in knowing that we have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great and the great-great-great who should come forward, that we have the responsibility, duty, and obligation to know what we're doing here and to be in a place where it matters that we do it well. But the doing, that we should be consistently, intensely intentional in being successful at, is enhancing the quality of the substance of our own personal presence, As spirits in these bodies, we are light, we're intelligence, we're energy, animated by the breath, so that we're very light. But our bodies are heavy laden with the residues from consuming that which has no life force. It's on shelves, it's in cans, it's in the frozen goods, you're microwaving, you're popping, you're consuming so much of that which does nothing for you. And so my encouragement is to encourage you to realize that as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that is life itself, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, exalt a full effort to be completely cleared from the trespasses and the violations, from the resentments and the anger, from the frustration, the anguish, and the angst, from being in overwhelm and stressed, and to know that you get what you ask for. So to really ask to be completely cleared and cleansed from it facilitates you coming into whatever degrees of knowledge, information, assistance, and support that you require in order to accomplish it. But being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, under the forces of Satan, Lucifer, the devil, we have to come to a point and place where we understand that our ability to transcend or to have leverage over it is not with our education. It doesn't come with our religious training and our doctorates and degrees in theology and all of that. The only leverage that we can have under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, under the miseducation, the indoctrination, the scripts, the spells that have been woven that put us in a place where we feel entitled to be out of alignment, feeling entitled to be willfully disobedient, disregarding, disrespectful of that which is all there is. And it all starts with how we are loving ourselves. So as the individual should be indivisible, we are having to care to be whole, to be well balanced in our male and female selves, to be able to hear our angels and our guides and our guardians whisper things upon us so that we have the guidance as to how to move, to learn how to really pray without ceasing like you're breathing, because you have entered into this internal communication and dialogue with that which is the substance of your being, that which is the source of your being. And to know that that communication and that conversation is imprinted upon the waters of your cells. And because the water is intelligent and gives birth, then it matters that we do everything we possibly can to reestablish our internal landscape as highly charged, edified, mineralized, alkalized, high energy frequency and vibration. And in order to do that, you've got to get rid of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, all of the things that sit in boxes, the breakfast cereals. And you say, well, what will we eat? And you'll eat that which is water-based, that which has fiber and nutrients, our fruit and our vegetation. And you will realize that you will lose waist quickly, keep it off forever. But see, the actuality of what we are here to accomplish is to really re-enthrone the true spirits of the living gods in these body temples as our way of remembering the divinity of existence, as our way of honoring the souls that we have come through, as our way of coming to a point and place where we are victorious and triumphant and able to do that which is ours to do in laying a greater foundation for the progression of those who should come after us, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come, to realize that there will come a day when we will either emerge into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods or goddesses, or we may have a tragic date with fate where our life force will be snuffed out as a result of having been smothered in all of the waste and the residues of being under a death culture. It matters that you care to live and walk in the fullness of who you are and what you are, and know that you can't do it when your body is full of sludge. See, when the blood becomes sludge, that's what happens when you bring in eggs into your body, when you bring in milk and you bring in cheese and flour products that create paste. You understand where they get the term pastries, because it creates paste, it creates mucus. The mucus creates acidity. The acidity provides for a prolific environment for the perpetuation of worms and organisms and whatnot that are intelligent enough to feed off of that which you are bringing into your body. And then when that's done, they feed off of you. We are in a now moment that matters, that we should matter, and it should matter to us, that we are responding correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. How dare these ones think they have the right to determine who lives and who dies, to put us in a place and space where they try to exalt their supremacy by dumbing down, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and having you dwell in the ditches and valleys of degradation where you have forgotten the sacredness of your being. And to understand that all being is sacred because the creator, the intelligence of existence, is there first. And by virtue of the working of the laws, we can activate our capacity for imaging, for seeing it, for calling it forth through visualizing, to come to that place and space where we take the time to see ourselves whole, to reclaim being whole. I am whole body, heart, mind, and soul. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, and soul to the absolute, to being all I am as a living intelligence, a potent immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. See, all of us, regardless of what hue of people we are, can reclaim our rights to be righted after following the initiatives of those who were wrong this entire time. Some would have us think that it ain't for everybody, but life is for everybody, breath is for everybody, sunshine and the gift of life force is for everybody. Nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence to feed off the carcasses of dead beings. We have been in a progression of errors as a result of the misalignment of those who have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what success in life is. But success in life is not success in capitalism. Capitalism is a blight upon the planet. That man did not have to create systems when there were already absolute laws that were in effect. And we don't have to have an ism. We just need obeyance and obedience unto the laws that govern us, in terms of our exalting a full effort to respect the divinity of our being and to facilitate optimum cellular functioning through oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxins and the poisons and nitrates and the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the preservatives, and all of the residues from the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar, the power drinks and Gatorade and Powerade and all of these things that are completely filled with nothing but chemicals, flavorings, dyes. We must take time to get real about what we're living for, what really matters to us. And nobody wants to see their children waste away. Nobody wants to see their children die. Nobody really wants to see their parents or anybody that we love pass away and wither away and be in states of fear and all of that. But we're experiencing it as a result of the error that has been perpetuated through the meat industry, the dairy industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry. But we cannot complain without doing something that is necessary, which is to commit our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls to the exaltation of life. Particularly those of us who are the wombed men. As much as we may love our femininity, being loved by those who love us, we want the adoration, we want the respect, we want all of the perks, but we've got to be willing to release our sense of entitlement to be out of order. The strength of a woman, the beauty of a woman, the power of a woman is going to be facilitated by her willingness to attune herself to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the cosmic mother, that which we refer to as the intelligence of existence, and to be a perpetuator of life itself. And to know that wherever we are, that's duty, obligation, and responsibility, that the system of things cannot license, certify, and degree us to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And we'd be all right, but we're not all right. We're masking behind materiality. We're masking behind the weaves and the wigs and the lashes and the nails. We're masking. Behind the cosmetics, the cars, the things. But we serve a system that serves us death. And this is where we have to stop. And all the while we are employed by those who are perpetuating cellular oppression by virtue of the products that they are manufacturing, distributing, advertising, and making us think that it's okay that we can have a Coke a day and that's the real thing. We are in a place and space where we must respect the intelligence of our beings. And to know that when you labor, whether you're in the chicken plants or whether you're in the military or whether you're in the hospitals, where you are laboring on behalf of that which is cellularly oppressive, where you are not consciously caring to respond in any situation and circumstances from the perspective of being wombed man, the perpetuator of lineages. To know that our duty, obligation, and our right is to know how to perpetuate our lineages. For we are the real healers, the facilitators of the healing, because the healer within is the intelligence of existence. And we set the precedent for activating that intelligence if we care to function in the capacity of who we are as real women. And we see so many men, so many brothers, who have studied and studied and done the research and this and that, and they are talking a good talk, walking a good walk. So we think. But the issue for us is to understand that the leverage that we have over the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil is our right alignment, our righteousness. Understand, and the integrity of how we walk and what we say and what we mean and how we are with ourselves in our most private and personal moments with ourselves, that we are opening our hearts and having that consistent dialogue with that which beats our heart and breathes us. There's a way for us to come together and to harmonize, and that is by each of us having a care to consecrate our bodies as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, to understand that a bloodstream that bears the violation of violated beings, a bloodstream that bears all of the inebriants and the intoxicants from all manners of the alcohol and the tobacco and the cigars and the black and miles and the marijuana and the ecstasy and the LSD and all of these other things, that by the time you add the preservatives and the BHA and the BHT and the hormones and all of the other chemicals that were permeated in the flesh and the fish and the things that you're consuming, the cancer is already there. We are in a moment of eternity that is always now. And as we own it, as we care to be rightly aligned and attuned unto that which governs us, as we care to be qualified for continuance in existence upon the earth and beyond the earth, as we care to walk in the divinity of our being, dwelling in the reality of eternity, having the opportunity to be in a consistent attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving for the gift and the blessedness of being, we have the opportunity to really create heaven on earth, as the earth is already in heaven, where we have a perfect peace and a perfect poise, where we are not backsliding and being in a place where we're saying one thing and doing something else. We're coming before the community and exalting that we're all of this, but behind closed doors we are violating and violent and doing other things. We cannot get away with anything. There is justice in this world, and whatever is done, seen or unseen, there is no way to escape the consequences. And so let us be mindful of the opportunity we have for repentance. Let us be faith-filled and knowing that life is not going to hold anything on us, that she's given us another opportunity to exalt a full effort with the next full breath, and to know that those of us who are living now are the beneficiaries of the gifts, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the efforts, the truths of all of those who come before us, all of those who are with us, so that we are laying a greater foundation for the progression of us, the cultivation of the wealth of ourselves, kicking the devil and the forces of Satan out of our body temple, so that these bodies are being completely consecrated through the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the alkalization, cellular regeneration, and opening up all channels of elimination, so that the true being of light is completely situated and centered in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. You're in tune to Map Time Jazz, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, we are so grateful that you prefer to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful that you care to be attuned, because there are so many other things that you could be doing. And I am always feeling so blessed for the opportunity to allow my heart to speak. And every day, in some way, I am reaching deeper to reach higher so that I am ever more influential, ever more effective in inspiring you to really go deeper, reach higher, in standing in the integrity of the all that we each are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. The issues that we find ourselves enthralled with are as a result of our being under a system that is divisive, a system that was founded and created by those who were out of alignment with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and who have consistently and continuously perpetuated that which literally needs not be perpetuated any longer, but are too pompous to really accept the error of their ways and feel that they have to continue in this way. But it is the progression of error, and it adversely affects absolutely everything and everybody, which is why we have to come to that place and space within our own body temples, within our own commitments, within our own homes, and everywhere that we show up, that we will step off the path of adulteration, step out of the programming and the indoctrination and the culture of death, to real eyes that there is one real eye that truly sees through every eye. And we're being called, and we're being chosen, and we're being urged to choose life, to choose light, to consciously apply ourselves towards being completely cleared of the trespasses and the violations. Every day I'm hearing more and more stories about incest and rape and violation that has taken place in the bodies and the hearts and the minds of youth and children who are now maturing ones. And we are ready and accepting and having to face all of the things that have contributed to the beings that we are now, or to our perception, perspective, our orientation. But the real orientation that we should have is that we are each these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is nowhere it is not. We dwell in the reality of its presence, animated by it, designed divinely and divinely designed to be these points of it. And we are all immersed in nothing but the divinity of existence itself. But we have been socialized to not respect it, to disregard the divinity of it, of our own being. And we have to come to a place where we understand that the forces that have taken responsibility, the institutions that have been created, that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what it is to live, what it is to be successful in life, what our orientation is from capitalism or socialism or communism or whatever. But the issue is that none of it really takes into account that which truly ensures our progression, which is absolute law, absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth. And because we are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, it matters that we are caring to align ourselves with that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that which has the world spinning, the earth spinning, and everything in progression except for the people. And but we can flip this script, we can change, we can reprogram, we can recreate ourselves and our experiences, our world. But we have to be daring to do it. We have to be caring to do it. It has to matter to us. But to be in a place where we are guilty bystanders, not innocent, because all of ones and ones who are trading their life currency for paper currency and then taking that paper currency and purchasing that which and consuming that which undermines their life currency in the form of the flesh of dead pigs and dead cows and dead chickens and dead turkeys and dead sea creatures and whatnot, there is no innocence in that. And just because it was our socialization within the realm of a death culture does not absolve us of responsibility to be ever more caring and considerate and searching and knocking and seeking. And we should have realized that there's a problem here, and we should have been asking, knocking and seeking for the answers to the problems and the way to transcend it, transform it, transmute it into something that is greater and towards our greater good than just being in a place where we're creating more sickness, illness, disease, degradation, divisiveness, dialysis, diabetes, discontent, dissatisfaction, despair, depression. All of this energy, we're in a now moment that requires us to really get to the root of what the issue is, and to know that the root of the issue is that the forces of organized religion, and particularly that which has been instituted through the Catholic Church, and that which has been perpetuated itself as the form of Christianity that many have had to be certified by these particular ones. It wasn't, you weren't left to your own devices. You had to go to school to go through a curriculum to be able to preach and minister and have churches and become pastors and bishops and cardinals and all of that under a system of indoctrination. And that system of indoctrination supports a death culture in feeding people the carcasses of dead animals. When we were told not to kill. And so we have to really reassess everything. When those who should be representing that which is a light for us in the midst of the ignorance that they're ignoring, that which is truth and light. And so we really have to come to a place and space where we are knocking and seeking and asking individually of ourselves, for ourselves, because we have seen that we cannot trust those who have taken responsibility to give us a disorientation, a miseducation, and supported us in being lawless, thoughtless, mindless, incarceratable, trappable. And that we have aborted our natural gifts and skills and abilities to work jobs, maintaining and sustaining the status quo, maintaining and sustaining a prison industrial complex, maintaining and sustaining a military industrial complex, and the death industries. And so for those of you who listen to this programming and other ones all over the internet and with WRFG and so many other programs who are speaking to the issues of the global warming and climate change and earth changes and the amount of ones and ones who are consciously raising up against the multinationals who are going into other people's places and bulldozing the rainforest and all of this stuff and killing activists and whatnot under the name of Coca-Cola and all of these other ones. But we work for these people. And I'm just saying is that we have to come to a place and space where you're going to have to choose whether you are going to serve life or whether you are going to continue to serve the forces of divisiveness, and where we have to realize the right way to respond is to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to be in a place and space where we are exalting a full effort and a full life's urge to stand in wholeness and to stand in oneness and to stand in attunement and atonement with the intelligence of existence that is the intelligence of all beings directly, and to realize that the issues that we are facing and the issues that we need to respond to correctly and directly are not just about Black people. It's not just about Black and white people. It's about all of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, in addition to all hues of humanity and humankind. But nobody has been absolved of the responsibility to be able to or being under the auspices of absolute laws. And those who've taken responsibility to give us a disorientation as to what life is should have taken responsibility to be rightly oriented so that they could truly prosper, because there literally is no prosperity where you continue to do that which need not be done, where you continue to bulldoze the trees, you continue to create instability in the very earth that hosts us, you continue to violate the lives of everything and everybody you touch. We are in a now moment where the people themselves, we the people ourselves, have to care to cleanse ourselves from the vileness of being violated and the violence that has been created through the murder and the subjugation, the domination, the bastardization, the usurpation of these creatures. The cows, the bulls, the turkeys, the chickens, the pigs, all of them. And then you're feeding off of their carcasses. You understand? And now that veganism and vegetarianism is kind of trending, but they want you to continue to eat that which reminds you of what you used to do when you were seriously out of order, eating the carcasses of dead animals wrapped up in breads and pickles and all of this stuff. But we have done this so much over time. And because you and because the industry, the meat industry, has been feeding those animals that would have been naturally vegetarian, feeding them the carcasses of other beings, feeding them ground up sea creatures and whatnot, that the amount of dis-ease that is going to come as a result of that, what is lurking, what is forming, that has not yet come to visibility, is going to impact and affect masses of people. Because there is no way to really prosper at the detriment of other ones. And so those who've been listening to this programming for a while, however long it's been, then there's something in you that has value for what it is I'm saying. There is that which is in you that has a care for truth. There is that which is in you that wants to be in a place where you have insight and a direct line of realization and revelation as to what is actually happening and what you can do about it. But I am not the one to support us in being helpless. I am the one who is encouraging us to realize that we have so much power in this now moment, because we have the power to decide. We have the power of discernment. We have the power to really see things as they truly are. If we care to really be immersed in nothing but absolute truth, because we were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free, but we cannot feel entitled to be killing ourselves, feel entitled to undermine ourselves, feel entitled to continue to immerse ourselves in degrees of inebriation and intoxication and being out of alignment because we are violating ourselves and not caring to walk in the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. All of existence itself is absolutely divine. We cannot recreate it. We are able to manicure, we are able to shift and change the appearance of things, but we as a populace, we as a human beings, we cannot create anything greater than existence itself. We can take of it from existence, we can mix it up, we can shift it up, change it, manipulate it, but we do not create anything. And we cannot live and be prosperous in violation of absolute law. And the absolute law is absolute love, and love is the harmony of truth, and the truth is that every order of being, everything, every plant, every species, every animal, every bird, every insect, everything exists by virtue of the intelligence of existence, exists as intelligence of existence, and none of it was designed to rot in our body temples, because our body temples are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and our body temples are under siege. We have figured out, these people have figured out a way to literally rob the temples of the living gods and goddesses of their treasures, their wealth, our riches, our sensibilities, our confidence, our faith, our knowing, our alignment, and our attunement. Rob us of our sense of rightness, righteousness. Put us in a place and space where we'd rather be whores and pimps and do anything for a dollar, because we have lost our inherent purpose in being. And when you have lost your purpose in being, there literally is nothing else to lose, because you have disconnected from destiny, and destiny is off the planet. And so the path of adulteration, we have to look at this, the path of adulteration, where we have been decreed and labeled adult by 21, then we know shame and game and blame and guilt and all manners of indiscretions and secrets and things that whittle away at our own degrees of self-confidence and self-worthiness and deservedness. And we are not really feeling the incredible sense of being, lightness of being, that we should have in knowing that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that we are here to master the course and the class of earth residency, that we should be mastering ourselves, our thoughts, that our living is our learning, our labor, our laughter, our peace, our truth, that we should really be enthralled with the gift of life itself. But no, instead the people are literally killing themselves, smoking themselves to death, drinking themselves to death, you understand, spewing themselves to death, and to feel entitled to be doing that which undermines their life to the degree to which it ends in death. But they believed that that was the finality, that was the eventuality, that was the natural culmination, because the program that we have received under a death culture is a belief system based in lies. And putting ourselves in a place and space where our lives upon the planet and our lives beyond the planet are in detriment, because we are bystanding. We are not actively participating in recreating ourselves, in knowing that our feet are on the ground, but we are in space, and we have opportunity to attune to that which is destiny, in aligning ourselves through really aligning our will and our actions and our choices and our character and our disposition with the intelligence of existence itself. And so in this now moment of eternity, I am always encouraging us to realize that it is a now moment of eternity, that the eternal order is what is. But being in eternity and being conscious and conscientious of dwelling as a citizen of the cosmic, because the earth is in the cosmic. And the cosmic is ever flowing, ever expanding, ever moving, ever alive. There's nothing dead like that. You understand, we're in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are being socialized to disregard it, to disrespect it, to disobey it, to disengage with it, to put ourselves in a place where we are lost in space, that we are not present and we are not current. We have those who are lingering in somebody's story about our history or whatever, and I'm saying, well, what particular history are you speaking to? And where we have been in default of our responsibilities, duties, obligations, and our debt to that which beats our hearts and breathes us, then we can't really trust that people are able to look at what seems to be the facts and make the proper inferences to get to the truth without having a wholehearted desire for the truth, to be impassioned, to have every atom and every cell of our beings completely charged with our wholehearted desire for absolute truth. This is how you come to the truth. You cannot come to the truth just by doing research. You cannot come to the truth by just going and doing a Google search or a Yahoo search. You can't just come to the truth when you refuse to accept that your body is not designed to digest carcass. But the pathogens or the worms or organisms that are permeating those carcasses. And why is it that we have a system that is committed to serving you, the carcasses of dead animals, when they have so much concern now as a result of how many people are dying in these restaurants from allergic reactions and bad food, because you're already being fed the carcass of a dead animal? Really? Why would they continue to serve you carcass when they know that it's full of worms and it's full of pathogens and it is enough to kill you? And it is the foundation of all of the disease. But then they want you to think that you have to have it. You have to have protein. Where are you going to get your protein? Where are you going to get your protein? Where are you going to get your protein? What the hell is protein? Is it calcium, iron, phosphorus, manganese? You know, is it silica? What is it? Can you get it from the earth? If you don't get it from the earth, then where are you going to get it? Why do you need it? Your body makes it. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that all of this excess protein that you have been eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years is the foundation of the cancer. Because our bodies are designed perfectly and divinely designed so that we cannot digest carcass. We were not birthed by buzzards and vultures and hyenas and jackals. We are the spark of divinity that in maturity comes into conscious immortality, and we should be birthed into the spirit worlds when we leave the planet as whole beings, as embryonic gods and goddesses, continuing on the path of conscious immortality and unfoldment as citizens of the cosmic, graduating into higher realms of existence for greater degrees of refinement and training on the path of God and Goddesshood. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to reverse these issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of being fed garbage. we're in a now moment where it is the duty, obligation, and responsibility of each of us who has a beating heart and breath that we are realizing that the divine design of our body temples means that we have to breathe. We are breatharian first, and some people have already graduated to the point where they do not have to have solid food, and realizing that none of us can survive on solid food, that what we must do, we must chew it, we must liquefy it through masticating, through chewing, through salivating, through digesting it and liquefying it so that we are able to extract from it any life force, life currency, from the light, from the sun. And so our ideal food is actually fruit, because it is a whole food. It has the water, it has the fiber, it has the nutrients, it goes through the system, it's easily digested, and we get the energy from it right away. But then these people will tell you, oh, well, you should not eat fruit. You don't need fruit, it's too much sugar. But then they're telling you to eat the pastas, the rice, the beans, and continue to eat protein, continue to eat meat. Your kidneys are overwhelmed as a result of the high blood pressure medicines and whatnot that you have been on for 10, 12, 14, 15 years, and now you're on dialysis, and they're still telling you to eat protein 3 times a day and to limit your water to 32 ounces. So I'm just saying, you are under the auspices of those who are sick people, and their sickness is leading to the stupidity of everything and everybody, in the sense that you see that you're not rightly oriented. You're not right, because if you were right, then you would be healthy. If you were right, then you would be in a place where you really feel good about being the one you are. If you were right, then you would be on point and you would be on purpose. If you were right, you would not be serving the purposes of the corporate deities of death. If you were right, then you would be in right alignment with the intelligence of your being, which is divine itself, and you would not be having a problem in accepting your divinity and being rightly aligned and having a problem with being righteous and being godly. If you were right, and so I'm the one to encourage us to accept the reality that with each and every breath, the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to us. But it has also gifted itself to everything and everybody, and even those ones whose genetics have been manipulated, hybridized, the intelligence of existence is still there. They can manipulate things, they can recreate and mix and match and all of that, but they can bring nothing forward into existence that is not already a part of the intelligence of existence. And with all the breeding that they do, they cannot weed out the intelligence of a being to exalt a full effort to live its life, to love its life, to experience the fear and the frustration, the anguish and the angst, the pain, the sadness, the depression that comes from being subjugated, violated, anesthetized, inebriated, stupefied. You understand? It's the creatures can't take it. But then you feed off of their carcasses, and we have more psychoses and more bipolarism and more schizophrenia and more of this desire that people have, where they are overwhelmed with dying, so they would just rather get it out the way. They are overwhelmed because they are stressed. They are stressed because they have never been properly nourished. They are stressed because they have no wherewithal. They're being robbed from the inside out of their right alignment in mind and perception and perspective as to the divinity of their being, to the power that they have, to the potency of who they are, what they are, how they are, and what the responsibility in being is. And so many ones are knowing that this, there has to be something greater than working until you die, buying things and trading things and bartering things and having a life that's based in materiality, sensuality, sexuality, violation, usurpation, devastation. And so most people, after a while, they don't even want to live, because they were not living this entire time. We're in a now moment where we must care to flip the script, to right the wrongs, to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of all of those who could not, who would not, who did not know how, but to know that we are in a now moment where we're being called to rise. And we have access to everything that is required in order to do so. But you have to care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole. As a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're living in the realm of eternity, and there is nothing guaranteed success except the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, and the reinstatement of those who arise. As these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence are otherwise the kingdoms and queendoms of light and the children of God. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.